Hello, GWA and GWA Backstage. This is your dirty, flirty digital boy, your heavy metal lover, coming to you to fill nickel silvers. Where do audios come from, Daddy? Questionnaire. Live on a beautiful, sunny Saturday afternoon. No, I'm not really live. I'm recording this, but, you know, say coming at you live, that carries a specific gravity. And if Nickel posts a questionnaire, anyone who's anyone is answering that shit. So here we go. Let's talk about where your heavy metal lover's audios come from. Number one, summoning my muse. Who are my muses? Oh, and as I start, again, you know, life sounds, beverage sounds, sparkling water sounds, all of that stuff. I don't know, I kind of like that in a QA, don't you? I mean, we're all just internet smut machines, but we're people too. You know, to know that I like drinking some polar seltzer on a Saturday afternoon, isn't that kind of nice? I'm a person, right? Okay, enough of that humanizing bullshit. Summoning my muse. Where do I find my ideas? When do I find my ideas? As far as time goes, mostly it's when I'm not working or thinking about work or doing anything related to work, aside from trying to actually forget about work. You know, sometimes it'll just be me in bed, or maybe I'm reading something totally non-erotic, like, I don't know, like, Indian history from 1890 to the end of the British colonial rule, and something will just pop up into my head. It could be something from a previous sexual experience. I draw on that a lot for my audios, being the, you know, itinerant man whore that I am and always have been. But you know, for me, maybe I'll get an idea. I always start with an idea. I'll maybe listen to an audio or two. If I really feel like I have to, maybe I'll watch a little porn. Although, I kind of feel like if I have to watch porn to get in the mood for it, then I don't have the best idea, and it's not going to come through in my performance. So for me, really, ultimately, like, when the endorphins hit for me, that's when I think I'm ready to go. So, capturing imagination. I have to read the question, or I have to read the question. How do you throw a net over the slippery little buggers? Do you? Okay, so given some of my content, I try and throw the net or get my hands on that. Slippery little bugger as soon as I can, you know, while the endorphins are still flowing. So, well worded. Plus 10 for Nickel. So, what are my rituals? What are my recording rituals? I'm not going to necessarily call these excuse me, rituals. Maybe I'll call these coping mechanisms, vices, and non-productive bad habits that I use to record audio smut. So usually for me, you know, as I don't do my recording during work hours, it will involve a little cannabis to start off with. And sometimes maybe more than a little, but hey, a lot of your famous musicians, a lot of that Lennon-McCartney songbook, they were under the influence a little bit. And hey, cannabis is good for regular sex too. So don't knock it till you tried it. Responsibly, of course, in your own home and away from children. I like to be in a comfortable spot, usually like my bed, sofa, someplace in my house where I've had sex. I have recorded from my office, and if you listen from that, my office chair is just a bit squeaky. I love it, but it squeaks, and when you're getting into it and moving around, you can't have that. So I am when I care about, you know, life sounds not being included, it's usually in my bed. Another ritual is pet management. So one of the most difficult things I find about being a GWA content creator is managing all of the pet sounds. My two friendly cats and my overly anxious dog, who will scratch at the door if he hears me jerking off into a recording device. So ensuring that they're in places in my house where, even though you may hear them coming through, they're not ultimately disruptive, and don't take away from the spirit of what I'm trying to do. And yes, that's a big one. Then the last piece, you know, beginning the process. I'm gonna answer that in question five, getting into the zone. So number four, get it down. So I guess, you know, once we have an idea, how do we get it down? Well, for me, it's something where if I have an idea, I just keep it in my head, because I always start with just an idea or a little vignette or past experience. If it's a good idea, I won't forget it. If I do forget it, I'll come up with something better later, because the new one's probably better. Then I'll just remember the other one at a later date when I don't have as much good smut bumping around between the ears. Number five, you're in the zone. Here you go. This is kind of where it picks up for me. Okie dokie. So number one, do I bang it out from start to finish? So yes, when I record my audio, you know, I do all the things in question three so I can try and have an uninterrupted experience, you know, and just lie back and focus. I took my little tagline, you know, tune in, turn on, that I'll use in my little posts on GWA. That kind of explains like the mindset that I get into when I'm about to record. And, you know, I guess we all have our reasons, our damages, you know, for recording, but, you know, my reasons lead to a recording methodology. Jesus Christ, I work too much. Sorry for business jargony terms, but I get into a headspace, like an endorphin-induced headspace. And how do I explain it? Like, the tune in, turn on thing is like you flip all the switches, like, and then it's the war machine powers on. I open my eyes and they're like glowing. Like, I just get into a zone that is actually similar to this. So one of the many talents I've let deteriorate is I actually used to be, I wouldn't say like an excellent, but a reasonably good performing like jazz, blues, like improv soloist on a few different instruments. And like with music for me, music is music and sex for me are really, really similar. Like, your heavy metal lover is a Lady Gaga song that is like a real just throbbing dance banger that's great to dance and to So anyway, like that mindset when you feel that music and you know the chord progressions and you're confident in your skills and you're just up there letting it go and you know the people listening are feeling it, like that endorphin hit that you get from performance, you know, for me, again, we all have our different reasons for performing. And that could be music or, you know, just jerking off into your phone like me. I think when that happens, you know, my recordings are strong. And if I can't get into that headspace, I just maybe won't record. I'll hold off. I'll wait for my next recording window. Number six, the sex. Insert tab A into slot B. So how am I setting my sexy mood and what is it, what is it all about? Well, for me, most of my audios I target just to be a 15-minute, improv session, just a little vignette. Something that doesn't require, too much commitment. And, when I cut my audios, if it's a 15-minute, if it's a 15-minute audio, I probably recorded it in about 18 minutes, and any cuts I had to make were because like a cat jumped on a pillow or my dog scratched on the door. And that, per my answers in question five, kind of pisses me off because that kind of takes me out of my tune in, turn on zone. But anyway, I try to set a mood. I try to set a move as quick a mood as quickly as possible, and then hey, I hope to set that and then strap in, sugar. I appreciate, the performers and script writers who really take the time to set that mood. Like that build up is awesome. And I know I wish maybe I were that kind of a performer, but right now I'm not. But I hope, that maybe it's the tone of my voice, maybe it's like your expectations for me as a performer based on things you've previously listened to. I hope that you can get into that mood and feel that, pretty quickly. And hey, and quickly and naturally, hopefully. And if not, hey, I totally understand. It's just the way I do things, different strokes. Do I prefer to revisit old favorites or explore new territory? Good question, Nickel. I just really prefer to stick to whatever sexy ideas I might like to share with you. Most of my improv, like I said, will be sparked by something I found hot, a real life sexual experience. My goal as a performer, my aims, if you will, are just to provide you with an authentic audio. For me, my performances are an intimate thing, and I'm thinking of you. And I don't say this like, oh, I'm the guy on the internet. Nice, I'm thinking of you. No, I'm like specifically envisioning like people listening to this stuff and being turned on and having that kind of, I don't know, oxymoronic intimacy from afar. Like for me, that's something that's a really big turn on. So when I'm, performing, I don't really think it's performing. I don't consider myself an artist whatsoever. While I'm recording, that's authentically me. That's authentically me. So, and that might get labeled, tag BFE, tag improv, but there's just something about a great night out the night before, great sex, getting up, having great morning sex, and then going out to breakfast. That's something I've done 1,000 times, and it's great. You know, why not package it up, make it sexy, and share it with you guys? I mean, I am, you know, and I guess, like, the whole, like, BFE, you know, vanilla thing, you know, I guess I'm unabashedly kind of, like, non-kinky, and this isn't, no kink shaming. The kinks are great. I mean, I wish I had a few. Maybe this is more like my own non-kink shaming of myself. And I kind of feel like I have to, if I have to, you know, not have to, but tag, you know, my audio, you know, BFE vanilla. It's like I'm tagging sex that I found to be, like, incredibly hot as like, just vanilla, you know? Like, tagging a cum swap, you know? I mean, if you've ever done that, that's a hot fucking experience. And, you know, just saying, oh, BFE vanilla, hearts and unicorns. I don't know, it doesn't bother me, and I want people to get that, you know, and have, and make sure that they understand what they're getting into, with my tags. But it's kind of one of those things I struggle with. I don't like to think or perform in tags, because I don't fuck to tags, guys. So, you know, I got a great PM from someone, and if you're listening, I hope you're listening to this, because it really meant a lot to me. And, and again, this is not, knocking other performers, script writers, content creators, but she said that essentially, you know, I wasn't so focused on performing to a tag, or, whether it be dominance or really submission, because that for me is a very, very fluid thing. She said, you focus on just having hot sex and a hot sexual experience. And for me, whether that's just BFE vanilla improv, cool. I've had BFE vanilla improv sex in real life where it was Halloween. We were both covered in black grease paint by the end, and there were 4 handprints of black lube on the wall. I mean, that was a pretty hot Halloween. That was BFE vanilla improv. Aside from maybe some slight costume role play, but that was it was Halloween. So, moving on, and I'll now tag this a ramble. Do I prioritize setting, characters, language, or the sexy times? Again, you know, we all make our audios for different reasons, intrinsic and extrinsic. The zone we're in, it might be, you know, when we create, might be not the zone we're in when we're, after we're finished and we're just, like, flirting in comments or PMs. Again, my goal is, to give a piece of you as a person, the dude behind your heavy metal lover, just a little piece of me in your ear, fucking your brain, figuratively speaking, of course. So, you know, if that kind of intimacy in my audios, knowing that's behind it, ruins it for you, or it makes you hotter, you know, cool, skip by it, or keep listening, or giving it a listen. You know, the setting, you know, one thing that I'll say, and I'll say this any chance that I get on a QA, because I don't expect you to listen to every one of them. Why should you? I always try to build an environment in most of my audio that makes people feel comfortable, you know, sexy, you know, confident about their bodies or their quirks or whatever, because there's over 7 billion of us and we're all sexy in some way. So I want that atmosphere to come across, like, in my audio and in the vignettes that I might set, you know, hopefully most of the time. And as a man of observation, when you do foster that environment that makes your partner feel comfortable, confident, beautiful, sexy, you're probably gonna have some really good sex. Those inhibitions are gonna start to come down. Oh, dog sounds. Tag beast. And you're probably gonna, you know, maybe even put your tongue in a place it's never been before. Just saying, folks, when everyone's feeling good about themselves, it's gonna be a good time. Bonus lightning round. That's my Double Jeopardy noise. So what's crucial to me, knowing how it starts, how it's end? Oh, it's all in the journey, Nickel. It's how we get there. Do I taste it or hear it? Nickel, baby, I taste it. I think I put that into the question. Do I see it or hear it? No. I taste it. Sorry, guys. Herbal libations. What mistake do you always make? Okay, I read this several times over. Stone sober. What mistake do you always make? Clock for cock, for example. And I was like, wait, okay, as the kind of performer I am, how can I make that mistake? Oh, our wonderful script writers and our great performers who work from those wonderful scripts. Verbal flubs. So yeah, if I'm doing an improv ramble fap, I'm hoping I'm not confusing those two. So yeah, you know, so as an improv artist and occasional dimwit, I did have to read this a few times. But sometimes when I'm off in my little world, I'll mix my words up a little bit. Like one time I think I said, oh, feeling your curves against mine. When I said, you should have said, like, feeling them against me. You know, it's fine, but, you know, in real life, I guess I'm more lumpy than curvy. But, you know, overall, I think that was a good audio. I'm going to stop rambling. Nickel, lady, always, thank you for posting your creative and fun questionnaires. I'll always say it. You make this community so much fun. All you folks do in your own fun, special ways. It's a beautiful Saturday here. I hope for all of you beautiful, wonderful people out there, it's as beautiful outside as it is here. And you all have a great day.